Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And as you know, it has now come out that Obama is in contempt of court. Obama's lawyers outlined subpoena defense for court appearance. That came out last week, but then they didn't show up. Obama accused of contempt of court in birther hearing. Secretary of State warns Obama, mishearing at your own peril, and he did miss it. So we're going to be talking about that, and then global anti-globalist researcher Alan Watt is going to be joining us as well. And I will open the phones up for Dr. Corsi for your questions, specifically surrounding the birth certificate. You agree with him, you disagree, you've got questions. He's a very credible researcher, and all I can say is, you look at the fact that even the federal government threw his dad out of the country and said, looks like it's a sham marriage. His dad looks nothing like him. George W. Bush, it turns out, quietly during the election, sent letters to the Kenyan government. They went and looked for his birth records and said that they'd been removed. Why would there even be birth records there if he wasn't born there? And his grandma says he was born there. And then, and really the coup de grace that I'll repeat when we come back from break, because some stations don't carry this segment. The creme de la creme, the final blow, is the fact that he used somebody else's Social Security number, which is who gave him that. Well, the facts is his whole family was CIA. He was given a Connecticut Social Security number and allowed to use it and didn't get in trouble when it was pointed out. So this is really starting to come to a head. We're going to be discussing that with Dr. Corsi. And now, I don't feel like I got angry enough. Last night, when Aaron Dykes walked in here at about 6 o'clock, and said, have you seen that New Jersey passed a law that you're forcibly fluoridated? I just shot a video right there on my iPhone and uploaded it. I was so mad. And then today, again, it's almost like I've just been conditioned to accept their criminality. All over the United States, they're strong-arming. The feds are coming in with money. Companies are coming in, buying off politicians, getting involved in local elections, or having state legislatures pass laws that, according to the Nuremberg Code, are unconstitutional. You cannot forcibly medicate somebody or experiment on them. And now government's saying we want to put statins in the water, lithium in the water. The federal government's proposing it. They're proposing making U.S. troops take lithium because they're committing suicide so much. Oh, yeah, turn them all into drug heads because you're not paying them enough to live. Their families are falling apart. They're sick from DU. I was reading other articles last night about the tank crew guys that maintenance them and how they're all dying of cancer. I mean, because they're using DU that ignites in the barrel, and you're cleaning that out, and you're breathing it. Of course they're stealing the pension funds of the military. In fact, here's an article out of Natural News, but it links through to the State Department and Treasury Department announcements. U.S. Treasury raids federal employee pension funds to cover debts. There's a saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. They've been changing the laws for years to take pensions. Bush actually did that. I told you they're coming for them. Roughly, it's an expression that means to be reassuring, conjuring up an image of a true statesman-like leader who is prepared to do whatever is necessary to lead the masses out of danger. And of course, the expression doesn't mean the same connotation when it's applied to Obama administration, its futile struggle to balance the national books. They don't want to balance it. They're wrecking us for offshore banks. It's globalism. In a letter to Congress earlier this week, Treasury Secretary Geithner said he would be unable to invest fully the federal employees' retirement system, and then it goes on to talk about setting up IOUs and raiding that like they've already done Social Security. I'll get to more of that later. It's just the criminals that run government are acting like nothing's going to be even here soon.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All these years they've run the hoax that it's a law to take vaccines. And as record numbers of people refuse to take vaccines, they're now passing laws in California and other areas saying we'll vaccinate your children without parental consent. It's the same thing in the provinces or sub-states up in Canada. They have Calgary and other big cities and areas saying that they are not going to Florida anymore. So their federal government's rushing in trying to get the provincial government to pass those laws. This is the control freak government. And I just cannot get over the fact that in New Jersey now and in Arkansas, they passed laws saying you must drink fluoridated water. And this only happened as the citizens got involved and went in and started getting their counties, their cities to remove it. I mean, they just had a county of over 1 million people in Florida remove it 2 months ago. I mean, it's because they have medical doctors going up and showing them the admitted studies of cancer, brain damage, and it's not just fluoride they had. It's hundreds of toxic chemicals left over from the aluminum smelting industry, nuclear weapons production, and the phosphate mining. This is stuff they can't put on the crops from the phosphate mines for fertilizer, but then they put it in your water. Industry lobbyists got government in the 50s to put it in your water. And it just shows how criminal these people are, and now they're talking about forcibly putting lithium in our water and statins in our water. So we're healthy and making three-year-olds start taking statins. Later, I want to get into a London Times article from 2009 because I noticed in their archives they've removed it, but we had saved it. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. We just saved a snippet. Global Research, it turned out, saved the whole thing. We do that because they'll deep six these. ABC News reported on Bill Gates and others meeting in secret for plans to reduce world population, George Soros, Warren Buffett. And that's what their initiatives really are about, reducing population. I'm going to put together a report in the next week just showing clips of Bill Gates where he admits this versus, oh, he's doing all this to take care of everybody. Very, very important. I want to get into that. We're working on getting Dr. Corsi on. He's having a Skype problem, or we are right now. Hillary Clinton urges Security Council to act on Syria. That's big news we're going to get into. Also, is Monsanto buying out Whole Foods? We've done the research. The answer is no. But they've used the government basically to pressure their GMOs onto their store shelves. And that's why, for now, about a year, they have signs up saying, we capitulate. It's most of the crops are GMO now. You're going to have to eat it. So that's a big deal. We're going to be getting in to that report. Also, more on scientists creating bird flu superbug that could set off next global pandemic while posing as our saviors. That's what the globalists are constantly doing. But to understand all of this, the system sells us that they're taking our rights and liberties to protect us. But then statistically, government is the number one cause of death via these control freaks. By the way, a program note. We secured several thousand of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, all that there are right now in print, because it was from such a small little on-demand place that was essentially out of print. And we couldn't even secure a supply of it, so I went ahead and just paid, working with the author, to print a bunch of these. And I thought we'd have 6 months' supply. In just 5 days, we've sold out around a third, I guess, of the books we have. It's going to end up completely selling out at this pace in a week or two. So if you want to get Bloodlines Illuminati before we sell out of it again, it's available at InfoWars.com. This has always been an extremely hot book. This thing sells for as high as, you know, $200, $300, four times, five times, six times what we sell it for on Amazon and eBay. Check it out for yourself. So you can get the phone book size, book full of documents, you name it. That is an extremely powerful book to understand the globalist mindset and why they're into rituals and the occult and skull and bones. And it's the real blueprint for Eyes Wide Shut. It came out, of course, before Eyes Wide Shut. And it's Bloodlines Illuminati. It's such an important book that I made sure it came back into print at an affordable price at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. This video has been our hottest seller in films, and I'm glad, well, I'm in it, but so are incredible researchers, proving that Oklahoma City was and is an inside job to bring in tyranny, as Ron Paul warned, and it's an inside job, as Ron Paul, of course, wrote back in 1995 in his newsletters. You're trying to demonize him with that right now. That only adds to his credibility. Get A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, available at InfoWars.com. And don't forget your purchase of the books, the videos, the tapes. Supports this broadcast. It is also essential, whether you're listening to us in Florida or Texas or New York or California or Michigan or Kansas or Illinois. I mean, we're on all 50 states. Wherever you're listening to us, support that local station by spreading the word about the broadcast and supporting their sponsors or of your local business being a sponsor of the show. And I want to thank all of our wonderful affiliates as well out there. We couldn't do what we're doing here, obviously, without you. And that's where we reach the monster audiences. We reach about 1 million people a day at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. About 700,000 with the audio streams and the podcast combined, audio stream-wise. But that can always be shut off easily by the globalist. The fact that we're on XM and now over 100 AM and FM stations, that's where we're reaching just millions and millions more people. Sure, we reach millions every week on YouTube as well. But altogether, 15 million a week. And we couldn't do any of this without you. Okay. Shifting gears now, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course, who wrote the Swift Boat book that brought down John Kerry. He's written many other best-selling books. He was critical of George Bush and wrote books exposing the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighways, and I think was one of the chief focal points of helping expose that globalist plan to take over 84 of our interstate highways and put toll roads on them that really devastated, for the time being, the North American security perimeter that's back under Obama. But he's done the research, so has Philberg and others, and I've got to say it's very credible. And since then, they've gone from laughing at us and running that hoax in Vanity Esquire, I forget the big publication that ran the hoax, saying that they had retracted their book about where's the birth certificate when they hadn't, to try to hurt the book. That was directly out of the White House, clearly. And now it's come out that his Social Security number was somebody else's and fake in Connecticut and was given to him by somebody in the government, that most of his family was CIA, that Bush, of course, reported, it came out years after, had sent delegates to envoys to Kenya to say, where's his birth certificate? And they said, it's been destroyed and removed. Don't you get it? It wouldn't be there to be destroyed or removed. Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Sotaro, if it had never been there to begin with. And his grandmother says he was born there. But now he's in contempt of court. And Bill Clinton even showed up for court hearings he had to go to for sexual harassment. And so the attorney general of that state is warning him. Secretary of State warns Obama, mishearing at your own peril. Joining us is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And I'm going from memory here. Wasn't it, what was the big magazine? I can't remember.
You're right. It was Esquire.
It was Esquire. So how is that lawsuit going?
A lawsuit is pending. The judge has to decide on Esquire's motion to dismiss. But as soon as the judge decides on that motion, the court ought to go forward with the case. So we're waiting. It just takes a long time.
All right. Let's continue here, Doctor. Let's start with the basics for new listeners, because I was on a radio show in Florida on 8:10 a.m., one of our affiliates, a Doc Holliday show, and he was bringing up, what's going on with the birth certificate? Crystallize it for me, Alex. Why do we question this? Well, I want to ask you the same question.
Well, the birth certificate's been called into question from the very beginning. Obama wouldn't show the original birth certificate. He produced a short-form certification of live birth. And then on April 27th, just before my book was going to come out, the White House suddenly releases this long-form birth certificate, which Donald Trump was also pressing, saying, where's the birth certificate? And what the White House released turned out to be a forgery. We do not have yet the original documentation released from the vault of the Hawaii Department of Health. But if instead of releasing a PDF file, a computer file, and some Xerox copies, which is what the White House released of the long-form birth certificate on April 27th, the White House released an electronic file. And as soon as you opened the electronic file, you could see that it had layers in it. It was electronically created. Within hours, there were videos on YouTube showing that the file was not a scan of a paper document.
Yeah, but what about the Connecticut Social Security? When the guy's got somebody else's Social Security number, boom!
Well, in fact, we've been reporting. Susan Daniels, a private investigator, did the work on this about 2 years ago, found out the Social Security number Barack Obama's using was issued in Connecticut, a state Barack Obama's never lived in, nor did his family. I mean, even Bill O'Reilly on Fox News was covering for Obama, saying, well, Barack Obama's father lived in Connecticut when he went to Harvard. That's not true. He did not live in Connecticut, Barack Obama Sr. And this was issued, the Social Security number President Obama was using today was issued in the late 1970s. Barack Obama Sr., the father, was gone, deported from the United States in 1964. And Barack Obama Sr. never lived there. The card was originally issued to someone who was born in 1890. So let's say someone in the late 1970s, someone who is advanced in their years, maybe an 80-year-old person, a woman, never worked, suddenly wants a Social Security number to get health benefits, applies, and dies, that's the kind of number that's perfect for identity.
All right, stay there. We got you on a bit late because of Skype problems. We're going to come right back, Doc. And I want to get into this contempt of court, what this means, back into the other fake certificate, and the fact that this issue won't go away, despite the fact they announced the whole Bin Laden raid right after they put out the fake birth certificate to try to cover all this up. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
So things are really starting to heat up right now. Bill Clinton, when he got subpoenaed to court over sexual harassment, he showed up. He did the video deposition. But Obama, he didn't show up, and now the Attorney General of the state where this happened is getting upset. I want to get into that first, Doc, and get your take on that. But then I want to go back into the latest on the fake birth certificate.
The hearing was in Georgia, and it occurred last week. It was a Georgia administrative law judge who has the authority to decide, on this case, who should or should not be on the Georgia ballot for president. This is a presidential primary ballot first in 2012, this year. And the case was brought by citizens in Georgia arguing that Obama was not eligible to be president under Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, either because his father was a Kenyan and that made Barack Obama a dual citizen at birth, not a natural born citizen, or because the birth certificate was forged and false, and Obama, there's no proof Obama was born in Hawaii. That was the argument. Now, the judge sent a subpoena issued by one of the attorneys, Orly Tates, to have President Obama appear at the trial. And President Obama refused. Also, the attorney for Obama, a guy named Jablonski, sent a letter to the Secretary of State of Georgia asking for this hearing to be stopped. Secretary of State refused to stop the hearing, said that the president and his attorney were not appearing at their own risk. In fact, the judge had a motion to dismiss the case from the attorney from the president. The judge refused to accept that motion, said that he did not accept the legal arguments that Obama did not have to have two U.S. citizen parents at birth. And when Obama didn't show up, Alex, this is in a sense a default. In other words, the judge was saying, well, you can just issue a default judgment immediately against the president. But I think the lawyers appropriately for the plaintiffs said, we want to present testimony. Because now there's a court record for the first time. It's historic. Both in Obama's case and for a U.S. sitting president, first time their eligibility has been questioned substantively in a court hearing. And without the president or his attorney presenting arguments, if the judge makes a decision, hopefully that decision will be on substantive grounds now, not just a default, because a substantive determination by the judge that Obama is not eligible to be on the Georgia primary presidential ballot this year would be very hard for the president to overturn on appeal.
This is a big deal, and we're not seeing a lot of corporate prostitute dinosaur media coverage of this. They wanted to just come out with their hoax with the new birth certificate, have Bin Laden come out a week later to kind of overshadow that and just move on. But more and more people realize just how illegitimate Obama is.
Well, it shows like yours, Alex, and I think the work we're doing at WND.com, which we've been writing about this for years, my book, Where's the Birth Certificate? There's millions of Americans that know they're being lied to by the White House on Obama's eligibility. It's never been vetted.
And notice he released that the week before your book was going to come out. I mean, they were scared of your book.
That's right. And then the Bin Laden, assassination or hit, whatever you want to call it, occurred right afterwards. So you've clearly got a wag the dog effect. And the mainstream media went right along with it. As soon as that April 27th, the White House released the birth certificate, the media said, okay, nothing to see here. Now let's all move on. They didn't question, is this a legitimate document? Why have we waited 3 years to see it? Why can't we see the original documents that remain hidden away in Hawaii, the original birth documents? Why do we have all these contradictory reports? The governor said there was only a line item entry in the index of births in Hawaii on Obama's birth. If the governor looked for this long-form birth certificate, why didn't the governor find it? I think increasingly the evidence is mounting that this long-form birth certificate is a forged document, which means ultimately a felony was committed in the White House on behalf of Obama, and the mainstream media is covering it up.
Well, I go back to the magazine article coming out and saying you'd retracted, you'd discredited, you'd admitted it was a fraud, Joseph Farah had admitted it was a fraud, and that you were offering retail back, which would bankrupt you. On average, what you probably sell about for 35% of its retail to these big distributors to be on the end cap, maybe 40%. So that wouldn't just knock you out for the 100,000 or whatever books you'd printed. It would also hurt you in having to pay that money back. That was an attempt to totally economically engage in espionage against you. And that shows how scared they were. If this book was a bunch of bull, and if you hadn't brought down top globalists before, they wouldn't have come after you. We're going to come back and cover that. And remember, the Kenyan government said the records of his birth have been removed, criminally destroyed. We can show those documents. They're online.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I should add that Dr. Corsi's had a distinguished career. After he got his PhD from Harvard University in political science in 1972, I know he's done all sorts of interesting work. What is it, for the State Department around the world and other things?
I have State Department top secret clearance through the Agency for International Development in the early 80s. I worked on hostage survival techniques for embassy personnel around the world.
And a lot of other things you can't talk about, obviously. So you're not just some wild guy out here attacking Obama or a crazy guy exposing the North American Union, which was official. I remember the Trans-Texas Highway, part of the NAFTA Highway, official government maps. Ron Paul talked about it 5 years ago, and CNN said he was insane and it didn't exist, and they tried the same stuff with you.
Well, I spent 25 years in financial services. I worked with banks all over the world. I changed careers and became a journalist in 2004 after I co-authored with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command, the Swift Boat book against John Kerry. And I've written, I think, 14 books since 2004, five New York Times bestsellers. Two of them were number one New York Times bestsellers.
So they were scared of you. And again, that's the real evidence that it's credible, not just using somebody else's Social Security number not just the government saying his dad basically wasn't his dad, a sham marriage, that's now come out. I think one of the biggest things is that the Bush administration quietly checked with their government and got the letter back, and they said, well, it's been removed. Well, if something was removed from his birth, there wouldn't be anything to remove if he wasn't born in Kenya.
Well, that's right. I did extensive research in Kenya. I was in Kenya. I was detained in Kenya, deported from Kenya, for wanting to do a press conference revealing the ties between Obama and Odinga, who's now the prime minister. Look, the Kenyan government has notified the U.S. government. There's reason to believe that there was a systematic destruction of birth records in Kenya so as to remove the evidence of Obama's birth in Kenya. And the documents are missing, not because they never existed, but the birth documents in Kenya are missing because the government removed them from the public files. Alex, the reason the attorney for the White House did not show up in the Georgia hearing is because the White House knew they would lose. If these issues were really adjudicated in a fair court or given a fair hearing to the American people, I think shows like yours would bring the truth forward, and the president can't stand the light of day on these issues. The real documents, the original birth documents in Hawaii that are supposed to exist, are still under steel. They're still secret. You can't see them. I can't see them. We have to believe the Xerox copies handed out by the White House and the electronic file. There was no electronic birth certificate in 1961. It's a complete forgery. It was created on a computer, and it's a lie. And the American people, I think, are catching on to this. Barack Obama has lied about being adopted in Indonesia. It was Barry Sotoro or Barry Soibarka. We have that information now in his mother's passport application. When she removed Barry Sotoro from her passport, put down Soibarka, when they were in Indonesia, when Barry Sotoro, what is his real name, was there from ages 6 to 10. We don't have school records. You can't get his applications to Occidental or Columbia or Harvard or whether he got foreign student loans. Can't get his passport records. This is the most hidden president, you know, that we've ever had in American history. And it's that way for a reason, because Barack Obama cannot stand for American people to know the truth, which is he's not a natural-born citizen. He gave up his citizenship, natural-born citizenship, when he was adopted in Indonesia. His father was Kenyan, which should have disqualified him from the beginning. And he's lied about being born in Hawaii. So the entire public life of Barack Obama is nothing but a lie. And it has to be protected by the mainstream media, because the mainstream media doesn't want the American people to know we've got a political media. The First Amendment is largely dead.
Now, I want to get any other points you've got to make on this subject and then shift gears on something you predicted more than a decade ago, this derivatives induced global meltdown, and then also how Iran ties into this. You were on with us, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and you said, look, you're going to see more covert actions. Inside Iran, the war has already begun. Now that idea that the war is actually going on for a while is now basically admitted.
Yes, that's right. But, you know, just to go back to the finish off on Obama, what I want people to be aware of is not only is Georgia the state where the Obama's right to be on the ballot is being contested, is not being eligible. There's like 5 other states. I think there's going to be eligibility challenges in every state. It just takes one voter in a state to challenge the eligibility. And also, Sheriff Arpaio in Maricopa County is conducting a law enforcement investigation of Obama's birth certificate and of his eligibility to be president.
And notice as soon as that started, the feds basically raided him for human rights violations.
Then the feds came down on him. And look, this entire Department of Justice in Arizona is a corrupt office. You've got a corrupt Department of Justice in Washington. I got a political agenda to open the borders.
Wait, I gotta stop you. It's not enough to call them corrupt with Fast and Furious. This is a group of larcenist criminals. Even CBS News admits they launched Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment, and it's killed thousands in Mexico and at least 3 police and 2 Border Patrol here.
And the idea was to argue that the guns in the Mexican drug war were sold to them from the United States so as to limit the Second Amendment. I've got the evidence. I've written about that. The Mexican government was saying 80% of the guns are coming from the United States. It was all a lie. That was why Fast and Furious occurred. But now it's money laundering. The border is not about illegal immigrants. The border is about $2 trillion of money laundering going through the U.S. and world banks with the complete understanding and cooperation of the American government. I'm about to release that information. But look, the Arpaio investigation, which is going to come out on Obama, I think is going to be the first law enforcement investigation. It's being done very seriously. And the sheriff has said we're going to have the results of that in February. So that results are coming forward very quickly. And that's, I think, going to be another report where the American people are going to get more of the truth from a genuine, honestly done law enforcement investigation. And I'm very much anticipating what that result is going to be.
All right, Doc. We are too. Let's shift gears now into the economy and then segue into your view on where the Iran situation is going.
Well, as I predicted again, you're right. I've been writing about this meltdown. My Red Alert newsletter at WND.com, I've been doing everything I can to tell people that what we've got now is essentially an international Ponzi scheme. We're printing money. We printed trillions of dollars of money. Barack Obama's got $6 trillion in deficit. And increasingly, I'm believing that's good for the global and the elite because they figured out how to steal through money laundering a portion of all the debt that's created. I think that's really what this is about. Secondly, there's no way $6 trillion of debt created by Obama in 3 years, when it took the history of the Republic to get $10 trillion in debt accumulated. This is a conscious plan to undermine the economies of the world, to say what we need is a world, one world currency, a one world bank. It's just like Europe. The euro ought to break up. Greece ought to cause the first country to leave the euro. Instead, the globalists are pouring trillions of dollars in Europe. The Federal Reserve just put $1 trillion in the euro.
And using the crises they created to grandstand as the saviors and say, countries are going to waive all their rights now to this financial group. So yeah, it's an open financial dictatorship of the international banking cartel. That's exactly what Barry Goldwater said the Trilateral Commission was trying to set up in his 1970s book, With No Apologies.
Well, and it's what, again, I point to with Greece. Greece has just been told by Germany that the European Union will now take sovereign control out of Greece's hands on their own budget. And it will be the European Union that can intervene and tell Greece what it can and cannot do with its government operations. The EU is taking over Greece. And that was the plan from the beginning. Now, the only thing is I think that the globalists are going to finally overextend and bankrupt themselves, because I don't see how this house of debt can sustain itself any longer. And the solution is not going to be to go to a global currency or a global international monetary fund controlled economy worldwide. It's going to be to break up and to go back to national economies and local economies. Americans have got to understand when I wrote America for Sale and warned that the globalists were going to create this crisis to try once and for all to get global control of the economy. And we've got to fight it by saying, let's go back to the 10th Amendment. Let's say where government is overextending, it is no longer exerting legitimate powers. I'm expecting the United States is closer to a breakup than it's been since the Civil War. And we're going to find in the next 4 years states saying they don't want to participate anymore with the federal government. Use the 10th Amendment, tell the federal government to take back welfare, take back the schools. The state will run its own schools. And those states which go this path of the 10th Amendment, I'm basically calling it a return to the 1776 nation. And I think it's the only thing that has a chance to save us from the globalism that will ultimately enslave every person on the planet.
Well, I mean, the globalists are so ridiculously transparent. I mean, they're running everything. They're standardizing everything. They're attacking every form of liberty. They're taking over even cities inside the U.S. and having them jack up power rates for carbon taxes and paying it to GE. Every week, it's billions of bailout money to move General Electric's X-ray division to China or General Motors to China or Brazil. I mean, these people, they're not even just globalists. They really hate America, and they always claim, oh, we're doing it for America. No, they want to fully bankrupt this country. Why is that, Dr. Corsi?
Well, you got to follow the money. Take a look at these cases like Solyndra and these other energy cases. Everybody involved knew that these were going to be bankrupt. And if the technologies worked, China would come in and do them cheaper anyway. But the people behind these companies over and over again are backers of Obama, people who have indebted their whole career to the globalist elite. And they get a payday. They get a payoff. And, you know, even the banks and money laundering. This, you get penalties. Well, major banks reserve a couple $1 billion for paying money laundering penalties. It's the price of doing business.
You and I would go to jail.
Right.
But Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs, and of course,
none of them are going to go to jail. Criminal penalties are going to get waived. They'll pay a couple billion dollars in fines, which is a cost of doing business.
But who's Wells Fargo caught with the $376 million in laundered drugs? Bloomberg reported in just 2 years, they paid a $111 million fine. That's less than 0.3% on hundreds of billions. And look, it's Warren Buffett, who just shut down the big pipeline from Canada to bring us oil. Bloomberg again reported, this is admitted, that Buffett is now going to make huge profits off the trains checking into the West Coast to ships to China. I mean, these people openly are waging war against our country.
Well, that's what people got to realize. When we're running trillions of dollars of deficits, there's hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen by the global elite and put on the taxpayers as debt. When you get a situation where there's a major drug war going on in Mexico, $2 trillion of the Mexican drug business is no good in $100 bills. You know, almost $1 trillion of $100 bills weighs. You can't move it. You've got to get it into the banking system. The bankers provide it. The regulators allow it. Federal Reserve is in on it. And occasionally they slap their wrists with
and the they see everybody else just trying to live as competition, so they write laws they're exempt from to shut us down. It's called monopoly crony fascism.
You're going to have two classes. You're going to have those who are in on the deal and who shut up and do extremely well. And then everybody else who's going to be facing unemployment, bankruptcy, starvation, you know, ridicule, if you dare oppose it. I mean, if you dare speak out like I do, Alex, or like you do, then you run risk of being marginalized.
Remember the car dealerships? They said if you're a Chevy dealership, this came out in Congress 3 years ago, nobody got in trouble. If you own a car dealership and aren't a Democratic Party donor, we're taking your dealership from you, in some cases worth $3 to $5 million, and giving it to our people. And people were sent letters and told, you no longer are a Chevy dealership now that the government owns this. We're giving this to somebody else. You still own, you know, the land. You better sell some other cars now. I mean, these people are open mafia dons.
It's same with, okay, you're ridiculed as a birther because you dare ask for proof of Barack Obama's nativity. Well, the Democrats weren't birthers when they were questioning John McCain. It's entirely political, a double standard, and this attempt to marginalize who says the mainstream media controls what issues can be talked about in the public arena and which cannot be talked about.
Well, wait a minute. This is right out of Atlas Shrugged.
Yes.
Where in the movie, they're shutting down the people trying to keep the country going to give it to their monopoly buddies. This is right out of the book, shutting the pipeline down.
And it's going on that way on the international scene. It's the entire Federal Reserve sending $1 trillion to buoy up the European Union so the globalist scheme can advance a few more months without collapsing. And it's 1984 because they rewrite history. So now, okay, we've written Barack Obama's entire history, starting from Dreams for My Father, is nothing but a lie. He says it's fictionalized, characters are made up. We get the documents, and we find out the Immigration Naturalization Service, when Barack Obama was born, did not believe his parents were married and did not believe Barack Obama Sr. was the father. And they say very clearly that if Ann Dunham, the mother, tries to extend Barack Obama Sr.'s, the supposed father's, visa stay on this basis, we're going to investigate it and deny it.
And that did even come out in the mainstream news, as you know, last year. And you talked about it before, and we had as well. But, I mean, here's the thing. How do they think they're going to get away with this long term? Because everybody I know is waking up. Are you seeing the same thing happen?
Increasingly. I think, Alex, your show's never been more popular. My books have never sold better. Even the book that Esquire tried to say was, you know, repressed, and we withdrew it, a complete lie. White House released the birth certificate. Still became a bestseller, and we still sold 100,000 copies. It's still selling very well right now and will again when the further information, these eligibility hearings start happening state by state, when the Arpaio report comes out at the end of February on the birth certificate and Obama's eligibility. The issue is not going away. The lie will not get buried. And Barack Obama's got to realize that eventually the truth will out.
You're right. We're about to go to break. Got a short 5-minute segment on the other side. I want to get into Iran with you. And if you can go till 2:55, because our next guest is coming up at 8:00 next hour, two short little segments coming up. I want to look at Iran, regardless of what side of this you're on. I'm not on any side. I don't want to have war, but it's just going that direction. We're going to get your view on how that's going to affect things on the other side. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He writes for WorldNetDaily.com, WMD.com. We're, of course, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and the 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We'll be right back. reporting today that India is saying they may start buying their gold in rupees. They had said last week it would be in gold that they would buy oil. But now they're talking about using rupees to buy oil. You've got this pressure to shut off the oil exports of Iran. They then import a lot of their gas in. Iran looks like they could be breaking a little bit and saying, okay, we'll let the IAEA UN inspectors back in. Israel says Iran's bluffing about blocking the strait. All of this is just really getting to a fever pitch right now. And the globalists, they want a new war because that'll create a political diversion for them while they're setting up this economic dictatorship in Europe. And that's not my words. That's the Financial Times of London, the big victory that Europe's agreeing to sign over all their rights to this receivership body of bankers from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others who engineered the collapse and who are profiting from it. So it's basically like Bernie Madoff becoming president because he ripped people off, or making Ken Lay your leader. Where do you see this going with Iran, and how does it tie into all these other factors? It looks like things are quickening everywhere.
Well, it's remarkable. I mean, since I wrote Atomic Iran in 2005, I think right now what I predicted, going back to 2005, is just beginning to happen. I think we're already in a war. The war has already started between Israel and Iran. All of these assassinations of Iranian scientists, the suspicious explosions in Iranian nuclear facilities, the cyber attacks on the Iranian nuclear energy industries, this is all orchestrated out of Israel, and my guess is also with the help of U.S. intelligence. The war has already started. It's a covert war. It's a shadow war. It's going to break out into a shooting war any day. All the signs are there. Iran is not going to be able to long sustain a real oil embargo. And the EU has said within 6 months they're going to begin embargoing Iranian oil. Israel has been recently, last few days, saying they think this year there will be a nuclear weapon created in Iran. And it may quickly reach the point when it's too late to attack Iran. These are clear signals that Israel is saying a preemptive strike now against Iran is around the corner, and the green light has to have been given by the White House, despite Obama having supported, I believe, radical Islamic interests all through the
Middle East. By the way, I saw the text of a Council on Foreign Relations talk that happened a few weeks ago that was an addendum to the article about that, it's time to hit Iran. And they were in there discussing, well, we're going to hit Iran, but we've got to be ready to absorb their counterstrike and do nothing. And people were all gasping. I don't see the United States and Israel when they attack, or Israel attacks, when Iran responds, not responding back. I mean, that sounds delusional.
I agree. See, Alex, I've been working, people say, oh, I'm a warmonger, I'm in support. I've been working since 2005 to try to prevent a war. I think a war is the most disastrous thing here. Iran has a right to nuclear energy technology. We've lacked a way to work with Iran. Iran is crafty. I think this recent round of new negotiations and inspections that Iran's going to offer are simply a way of Iran buying more time. Iran has wanted a nuclear weapon, and they've been on loggerheads with Israel. And the war is now inevitable. When it occurs, it's going to be a regional, if not a global war.
Hold on, we're back in 1 minute. I want to hear from your deep research how you think this is going to go once the war starts, what some of the different scenarios are that run from bad to worse. We'll only have 5 minutes with you. We appreciate your time. He writes for WorldNet Daily. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. After he leaves us, researcher Alan Watts joining us. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.